A federal program to expand native food hubs. A pilot program at the Department of the Interior aims to place indigenous food hubs at a handful of Bureau of Indian Affairs education schools and the Bureau of Indian Affairs operated detention centers. The new effort follows a similar program to distribute traditional food on Indian reservations. It's part of an effort to make sure Native people who receive help from the U.S. government have access to healthy local food produced by tribal food vendors. The program goes a long way in the discussion around and work necessary to attain tribal food sovereignty. The Pechanga Band of Indians takes a stand against noted educator making a false claim to Native American heritage. The prominent tribe with powerful connections has taken the unusual step of denouncing an educator and scholar who has long identified herself as a descendant of the community. Leaders of the Pechanga Band of Indians said Dr. Jolie Proudfit lacks ties to their tribe based in Southern California. The wording in the document leaves no doubt about the tribal council's stance. For the record, Jolie Delatorre Proudfit is not an enrolled member at Pechanga, has never been enrolled at Pechanga, and has never been recognized as a member of the Pechanga Band of Indians, the statement on official tribal letterhead reads. A Chicago statue of Abraham Lincoln was vandalized to protest the 1862 death of Dakotas in Minnesota. An anonymous group took responsibility for the vandalism, saying they want to tear down the myth of Lincoln as a great liberator. Vandals also sprayed painted graffiti on the base of the statue that said, "Dethrone the colonizers and land back," and "Avenge the Dakota 38. The armed conflict between the U.S. and several band of eastern Dakota raged for 6 weeks in southwestern Minnesota during the height of the Civil War after four young Dakota men attacked and killed five settlers. The war left 358 settlers, 77 U.S. soldiers, and 29 volunteer militia members dead. The number of Dakota casualties is unknown. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.